Yeah.
Please, get us started.
Are we still recording?
No.
Okay.
The people here who are going to face a similar situation, I would say that if we're looking for diversity and broader community representation, I'm going to have a problem, even though some of these people, in my opinion, are very qualified and very competent. They are going to be pushing a pretty big boulder up a mountain for me, because we already have three relatively retired, fluent white people on council, and maybe a fourth out of all of us sitting here right now. So to throw an old, white, affluent guy on council is going to be a problem for me.
You calling me old?
I'm calling Alex old. Calling Alex and Eric.
No, and the three old, affluent white guys. I only see two.
So, I mean, both Alex and Eric, very competent, very well spoken, right? Except I would say Eric's a long talker. I mean, his first...
I wrote that down.
His first question, he burned 15 minutes, I think. Over 10.
I wrote 10-minute answer to a simple question.
So right there, I have an issue, a little trouble.
Yep.
Ron, I have to tell you, I have a long history with Ron. We lived across the street from him when I first moved into town. Ron is great in certain areas, like his jewelry and creativity and his desire to help with historic preservation and his position and role in the museum. But I think you saw in that interview, there's a problem with critical thinking. I mean, in my opinion. And I didn't see anything to change my mind there. Boy, I mean, he sort of lost it after 20 minutes. He was just giving rambling, nonsensical answers to things. And I like Ron personally a lot, but I do not see him complimenting a council, any council, with his critical thinking abilities. I would question those. Diane, I have to say, I was less impressed than I had hoped to be. And even tonight when she got up, it just reinforced what I saw in the interview. I really want to like her, but she gets up and goes into minutia on things that are not related, and again, takes 20 minutes that could have taken 2 minutes. And I don't know that that's going to help. Michael Kaplan, God bless Michael Kaplan, but I have a problem. I don't see Michael Kaplan really cutting the grade. I give him a 7, He's kind of 7-ish. Like Ron, he's 7-ish. Likeable guy, wants to contribute, but And then Barbara, she's litigious by nature, I think. Oh my God. And a long talker. I think she gave a couple of overtones.
She doesn't have the flexibility, because when the judge says you need to be in court, you need to be in court.
Yeah.
Not only that, but she's fought this issue in court and fought that, and I'm like, whoa.
and every question you asked was so clearly being answered by a lawyer. I mean, it was all, everything was a reference to either court or defendants or whatever. I mean, every answer.
I was not impressed by Jennifer. Alex and Eric probably rank highest on competency, but I got a huge problem with the makeup and complexion of the council being reflective of our community and a diverse nature. I don't see it. That's a problem. The other problem with Alex is he didn't get voted in 4 years ago. 4 years ago. And so the community sort of spoke, and here we would be appointing him. Now, we could make, I think we could surmount that if we all decided it was Alex. So out of that group, even though I was not as impressed as I wanted to be, I'd have to kind of give Diane a slight edge, but it's not a big one, and it's not where I had hoped. So I'm hopeful for the next
round.
Batch that I am impressed. And but that was my,
Do you want to go next? Sorry.
No, I like Alex a lot. He was really clear. He doesn't want to run again. So this is a 2-year deal for him. It's not, doesn't give us an opportunity to train somebody new that might run around. Ron, I think, is fun, but he's not the right person for this. Eric, I really question whether he has the time to do this or
I wrote that down, yeah.
That kind of stuff. Diane, I agree with you. I expected, well, I think she was really nervous, but still, like, she had a lot of really good answers. I like it that she has a child in the school system. Michael Kaplan, why did he go to the planning commission? Has he ever done that? Are they good for all that?
No.
Robert Maugh is a definite no for me. And Jennifer, I mean, I wrote down, it's all about her. I mean, she just...
I've done this, I've done that.
Yeah, I just didn't get a good vibe.
She should be doing development for some nonprofit around town, and I think she'd be good at that, but...
Philanthropic experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, my feeling, the only person I would actually, like, feel like could jump in and just participate right off the bat would be Alex. And I really like Diane Bernhardt as a person. However, she's been coming to meetings for a month. Rossi Hill is her issue. As far as any of our discussions about, you know, even when we asked about what qualifies you to do this, everyone always talks about their business experience. Nobody talks about their experience in our community. You know, she talked about some of her school experience, but nobody is informed on any of our transportation, water, energy, any of those other things, which, you know, I think one of the things that people get involved with council because they have a passionate issue, but then you realize that you only get to talk about your passionate issue about 10% of the time, and you have to have some idea what's going on in the other 90%, and I feel like Alex is the only person that actually has some idea of what's going on in the other 90% of the discussion.
And I think Alex is mellowed over it. I've known him.
He's a kinder, gentler soul, I think.
He was in my leadership class, and he's a different man now than he was.
He's evolved.
Yeah, he really has.
His daughter might say the same thing that Jack's daughter said. Does he have a daughter?
He does have a daughter. He has one daughter. He's now a grandfather. Steve?
In all fairness to the people that we were asking questions, because your comment about, you know, the energy and the critical priorities and things like that, we didn't ask them much about that. So just for what it's worth, a lot of our questions were directed at, you know, given the culture of this particular, you know, group, what would you bring to the table? And I can't imagine anybody going, well, I think that for transportation, you know, unless somebody came in and they were a transportation expert or something like that. But
I disagree with you. I think if you have been coming to meetings for a summer and we said, tell us what you think about the community issues, which we asked almost everyone, you would be like, oh, well, you know, the critical priorities are this, and you guys have been, you know.
Yeah, we heard some people parrot the social equity thing.
Yeah. They told us what we've
been coming
talking
for the last
about,
month.
Yeah.
Which is social equity.
Yeah. Yeah, some clearly didn't.
You know, what's non-negotiable for you? To say, oh, well, nothing is non-negotiable. That's you can open that up to be like, well, here's what's non-negotiable. Losing the heart and soul of the community. Yeah. For me, that's non-negotiable.
Yeah.
We didn't hear a single person go down one of those routes on that very open-ended. It was all like, oh, well, of course, you know, nothing's black and white. Nothing's non-negotiable. I was just like,
well, I thought Michael Kaplan.
I thought it was funny that Alex was pulling your curiosity word. I was like, did Tim prep you on this and give you his keyword?
So if I looked just ignoring everything else and just said who came across the strongest and most competent and most involved and all that kind of stuff, I think Alex was head and shoulders above everybody else. I am concerned, as Tim is, about, you know, the old white guy constituency. You know, to me, the second place person is Diane. I still, as we discussed, whatever it was a week or two ago, I still give some, like, little bonus points in my head to somebody who's actually been showing up to our meetings. And I noticed, I looked out there when we started the evening, and there were, like, 8 of our candidates out there. And I looked out a little bit later, And almost all of them had left. I'm like, you were here for 30 minutes. Yeah. You know, it's like, can you really show up for the, whatever it is, 9 hours or 8 hours that we've been here today, if you can't afford 30 minutes while we're picking people? Yeah. I mean, that was worrisome to me. And
yeah, that was the first time I'd seen Abby here.
Yeah.
And she stayed,
Yeah, it just, that frustrates me. I just, to me, that's somehow a level of commitment. And so, you know, to me, if you were looking for somebody to kind of spread out our mix of people, you know, Diane would be my second choice. And I think at that point you're betting a thing of once she gets more comfortable, is she able to grow into this or not? But, I mean, that's a bet because she clearly wasn't at Alex's level.
And I was a little frustrated with her answer when she said, oh, it seemed futile to run when asked about participating in the campaign. Because, I mean, you guys are great and you guys are very competent and Josh was great, but there's a lot to be said for, oh, well, it's going to be hard and those guys are already going to win, so I'm not going to do
it. We are some pretty tough company.
You are, but
there's some pragmatic. I mean, how many of us would have run if we knew it was just a complete and utter uphill battle? That's a lot of time to take out. You know, like, I thought it was an honest answer.
Yeah.
But I'll weigh in a little bit on, so I worked closely with Alex, and Alex was a good council member, and but he stepped in it a lot, including in his campaign, which was problematic. And Brad pulled me aside and said, you know, I put in for one of these back 30 years ago, and he said they picked Jim Santee over me, and he said I was the way more qualified candidate, but nobody was going to object to Jim Santee. And he said, when you're doing this, it's also important not to, he said, choose non-controversial people, because the public is going to look for reasons to criticize or second guess whoever we pick. So his advice was, pick somebody that's not going to be controversial. And I thought that was good advice. You know, it is just advice. But
so do you see Alex as being controversial?
I
was going to see if those are like tied together.
Yeah, to the point where, yes.
Okay.
I mean, I've had a lot of feedback that people that are just like, don't you dare.
Okay.
And I haven't had that on anybody else on this list. Again, that is enough to knock him off the list, but just note that we're going to get some blowback. There are people that are nervous about that. That being said, he'd be ready to go day one. Yeah. He's up to the issues. I don't know if he adds a lot to us other than a level of competence and enthusiasm for where we are. Diane, I thought she did herself a lot of harm tonight. She shouldn't have spoken. I did not have a good impression of her other than that she's been really good about coming to meetings, and I've had several conversations with her since, and I've been blown away on the one-on-one conversations, how insightful she's been, how much she understands how the pieces fit together. I showed up at the reading to End Racism thing. She had the best reading of the night. It was soulful. It was poignant. It was something that she had brought in. You know, it choked everybody up, and I'm like, wow, she's ready to roll. Plug her into a public situation. Her interview was, yeah, she seemed nervous. She seemed a little weak. The Rozzy Hill presentation was the reason why I wasn't taking her serious to begin with, because she's like a pit bull on that. I don't know how we get past that.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot more depth to her. I look at her background. I look at the fact she's got kids in the school, but they're far enough along that she has the time. She has been pretty good about coming to meetings that weren't just Rozzy Hill, as well as going to a lot of the extras. I see her at almost everything we do. So I guess that's a long way of getting around to saying, to me, she's probably the best one on this list. I would happily work with Alex again. I just don't think he adds to what we have other than level of confidence or competence. And I do think there will be some baggage that comes with him.
There will be.
Yeah.
I mean, when I was campaigning, it never happened other than Alex. People came to the door and said, I'm voting for you because that guy, I can't believe. And I got that. And I was like, whoa. Whoa.
Is that your first campaign?
Yeah, the first time around.
Huh.
Good talk. I don't know what all that was about.
So it sounds like we're all in the relatively same place, that the two of the day that kind of stood out were Alex and Diane.
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, what we may have to do, and I don't know, Mark, what the process is, but if it boils down to three people and we need to do a second round of interviews, or we need to individually take a few, you know, maybe two of us take one of them, one of each out to coffee and report back or something. Wow. 20 minutes is a short amount of time to make a decision on. I think you pointed that out, Steve, and Nan, you had some concerns, and I agree. So let's see how it looks after the next session.
I like leaving 5 minutes between the candidates.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's time.
Yeah, I always felt kind of rushed just because we kept taking that 5 minutes even though it wasn't there.
No one was succinct tonight. Well,
no.
I mean, Alex and Diane maybe, but man, those first questions about tell us, you know, what qualifies you for this position. Can we be more specific?
I can try to make those more specific, or just ask people to give a 2-minute answer or something.
Or just say, we've read your background, you know, your business background. What makes you uniquely qualified in our community or something?
Can I maybe throw out a counter? As painful as it was, to me, that's really indicative of, I mean, you know, we sit up here, and the last damn thing we need is every issue that comes up, somebody... I mean, we see it from public input. People just get up there and kind of wander off with their thoughts. And it's like, no, I'd like somebody who, by nature, without us demanding it from them, is concise, succinct.
It is.
Yeah. I wrote down with two people, long talker.
Yeah.
That's not a plus.
Well, if we give ourselves 5 minutes and we start on time, it'll be less of an issue. And I think we kept almost everybody to 20 minutes. The problem was we were just, it was the transitions and the late start that we got behind. Well, good day, all.
And Diane, you said the only things we've got are Sundance approvals and...
So we're going to do Sundance approvals, probably 15 minutes and 3 to 3:10 for those 3 10-minutes. And then give you guys 5 minutes for just grouping, and then we'll start at 3:15. You want 20 minutes and then 5 in between.
I would also ask, since that's all we have, is just, there's, I think, 9 this time. Is it 8? It's like, well, I personally don't want to sit there for 3 hours just non. If we could just throw 10 minutes or something in the middle somewhere so we could, and then some time on the end.
We get it published tomorrow, right? The holiday? It's the holiday, we get published.
Yeah, Michelle's
tomorrow.
Already has some
does she? So, does she know?
Yeah, because we're doing, she's going to be at home and on the air.
Okay. So you got the add a break in and the 5 minute piece on top of the 20 minutes? Because we want to go, because these guys have 20, right?
How long are we going to go? Do you guys?
We will be here till we leave.
Yeah. So 3 to, okay.
Yeah, and I would like to make sure, I mean, I like this, so I would love to get to the end and have this discussion and see, I mean, I would love to walk out and go, these are our three candidates, here's the action that we're going to go take, you know, as close as we can get to that, because there's not much room between the 16th and, what is it, the 23rd or something, yeah.
And we need to talk a little bit about that, not tonight, but at the end of the next meeting, we need some things to think about is how we're going to handle the public decision-making process. I think we need to give a little bit of explanation sort of why we're choosing who we're choosing, and there's been some talk about can we give the candidates a heads up that if they're not a finalist or something, so they're set expectations. I, having gone through the process myself, it was really awkward. Nobody had any idea where they were going. I walk into the room, somebody made a motion, they approved Dick, and it was done. And it's just kind of like no explanation, no process. No warning. We're all like, okay.
How do you say what we can pick you because you're not competent?
But I think we talk about why we chose the person we did, what traits we looked to, and why we chose them, and or at least talk about our. I think we need to come up with some way to talk about our decision making process, so it isn't just emotion. That's my gut feeling. I want you guys to think about that. Let's talk about it next week. See if there's a way we can finesse it a little bit. It's going to be awkward regardless. And I'll make the, if we decide we want to make calls ahead of time to warn people, I'm happy to make those. So not happy to make them, but I'll make them.
And do you want us to plan dinner for closed, or do you have snack preferences? Because we start at 3, so you're definitely running past, you know, likely to be here.
Pizza.
Pizza and coffee.
You remember pizza?
Yeah.
Okay. Motion to open.
So moved.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
We're open. Motion to adjourn. Do we have a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we have adjourned.